Well, Ken, really tonight we've got just a cold front bringing in some showers and thunderstorms, and a few of them could be severe. The main threats are going to be damaging winds, and a tornado or two is on the table if the environment in place outperforms just a little bit from what we think the overall threat will be. So, again, strong gusty winds, maybe some small hail, and then a tornado or two can't be ruled out. For y'all, it looks like it's going to be kind of during a late evening time frame. Between 8 p.m. and 11 would be sort of the main risk area for risk time frame for y'all. And just an opportunity for everybody to just remain weather aware. That means have multiple ways to get warnings, leave your weather radios on, emergency alerts on your phone. And now this afternoon is the time, just review where you'll go if a warning's issued for your area. That stuff will be out of here before midnight for y'all up in Fayetteville. And then the remainder of the weekend overall doesn't look too bad. Until a stronger front moves through on Sunday. Now that front is going to bring a much colder air mass into the region by Monday morning. This is not an air mass that we get every November. And so by Monday morning, temperatures are going to be most likely in the mid-20s for y'all in southern Middle Tennessee. And wind chills will probably be lower than that by about 10 degrees. So we're talking teens for wind chills. So kids going to school absolutely need to be bundled. It's going to be a shock to the system. We're not used to this level of cold yet. And like I said, we don't get a system like this every November. So this would be a cold air mass or feel pretty brutal for us in January, let alone November. So I want everybody to be kind of aware for the cold there. So just make sure that people are prepared for cold weather starting Monday morning. That'll linger in to Tuesday as well, although it won't be quite as chilly Tuesday morning. Still very, very, very cold, lows in the 20s, and then a gradual warming trend through the week. So we'll be looking at more like highs in the 60s by the end of the week as opposed to highs in the 40s at the beginning of next week.
Okay. You may not have this information readily available, but are we looking at the possibility of setting some record cold for this time of year?
Yes, that's a great question, and believe it or not, we are. That kind of points to how cold it is. We'll be flirting with those records across the Tennessee Valley here, especially Monday morning. If locations slip into the lower 20s, we will most likely establish some records here. So really important for folks to kind of understand, hey, this is going to be a shock for all of us. We don't always get temperatures this cold around Veterans Day. So just making sure you're dust off all the coats and make sure that you're prepared for that cold weather.